Toku Secrets is a podcast run by the Anime Secrets website. Check us out at animesecrets.org for more anime, video game, tokusatsu content. Remember to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts today.
Hi guys, I'm Hunter Dino. I'm your pink Dino Fury Power Ranger and your red Cosmic Fury Power Ranger, and you're listening to Toku Secrets Podcast.
Welcome to Toku Secrets. Join us as we journey into the marvelous world of Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, Power Rangers, and many other tokusatsu. Get ready for the adventure of a lifetime. It's Morphin Time! Link to the Morphin.
I'm Nathan Desai, the dazzling adventurer, Spoken Silk.
I'm Patrick Island, I'm Shinken Red.
And I'm Ridwan Merton, Gokai Red.
And I'm Anthony Davis, also known as Kyuya Green.
I'm Frankie Holdsworth, Deca Master.
And we're Toku Secrets.
What's up, guys? This is the Toku Secrets podcast presented by AnimeSecrets.org. And today we have a bit of a kind of some breaking news. This is a Ranot thing. Ranot is randomly assorted news of tokusatsu. Yes, I made that up. We are here to talk about, we have everybody on here, Frankie's also included, Deca Master, to basically talk a little bit about some news that's come out of Hasbro and related to Power Rangers. So we have two big developments. Now, we're not going to comment on things like, there's rumors going around all over the internet about, like, regarding a reboot that's going to happen. We're not going to comment on that. But the two big things that have developed is that, so one, the Boom Studios comics, which has been, you know, around for the last 8 years, those comics are officially coming to an end. Like, you know, they're entering the final story arc as we speak. The comic line's going to come to an end. And as for Hasbro itself, they have officially announced that they are basically outsourcing all the production of Power Rangers toys to a different company called Playmates. So basically every toy line that Hasbro has started is just being discontinued. So for all those people who like the Lightning Collection, and you guys know, but I'm a fan of the Lightning Collection because I've done a bunch of reviews on my figures for the Phantom Toy Box on Anime Secrets, the Lightning Collection is dead. And like the toy line for Power Rangers is basically like completely different. And I don't really know much about Playmate. So, I mean, I'll let some of the other guys give their comments on that. But yeah, we have two big developments for Power Rangers. And it's looking like Hasbro is like almost at, like, we already kind of knew that Cosmic Fury was going to kind of be the final season before they went into a sort of reboot. And now, you know,
I mean, okay. So about that, because this is one of the things I have to get on a soapbox about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cosmic Fury is the end of the continuity that we've been, you know, following for the last 30 years, according to several different sources. Like, they even said, like, you know, Entwistle will do a movie reboot or a Netflix special with, like, hour-long episodes. That's all confirmed information, by the way. But we didn't have an indication from Hasbro that Cosmic Fury was indeed the end of Power Rangers as we know it. I mean, it could be that we have this Netflix reboot thing for like a movie series or like a Netflix thing, but we might also get, like, you know, another once and always type of thing to continue the story that was going on there, because there's still stuff going on with Billy going off to space adventures and looking for Zordon, and at the end of Cosmic Fury, which canonically apparently takes place after Once and Always, you know, that kind of opens the door for Zordon to still be out there. So, I mean, you know, there's still stuff they could do, and it's not really been confirmed officially. There's a lot of rumor mills out there about that, and I refuse to comment on rumor mills content because, you know, it's hard to report factual stuff, and I kind of pride our group on being more authentic and having some integrity to report the real stuff. But with that, I think the toy line is the bigger thing at stake here. So I'm going to let y'all talk because I know nothing about the toy line.
So as far as I could tell, because I kind of follow toy line sales and stuff. From a business perspective, part of me gets why they're outsourcing it. Because first things first, the Lightning Collection itself, the sales have been declining year to year. And if you compare it to their other brands, like Patrick can advocate, Marvel Legends, Star Wars, and Transformers, they don't sell as well. So from a business perspective, I get moving on. If you're a hardcore PR fan, you're kind of like, why are you doing this to me? From a business perspective, part of me gets it.
Right.
Because their other brands just sell better. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm saying the Lightning Collection was unique compared to their biggest toy line, which is the Marvel Legends line. Because the Marvel Legends line, they can get away with reusing body molds for figures time and time again. Like, oh, well, this is a Spider-Man. Well, like the next five Spider-Man figures are going to have the same body mold. But Power Rangers, they kind of can't do that because everybody has different helmets. They've got different weapons. They've got, like, you know, all these, like, that's why they don't have build-a-figure pieces in them like the Marvel stuff does, because they're a little bit more expensive to make because they can't reuse parts.
Right.
But I think it's kind of weird that the toy line just seemed kind of empty in general. Like, the Zords were hard to find. Like, that was one of the biggest complaints from Beast Morphers into Dino Fury, was that the Zords were impossible to find.
And on top of that, they wouldn't finish Zord lines. Like, for, I don't think they ever released the Lion in Beast Morphers.
They never did.
Nope, yeah. Never. They didn't release that. They released his weapon, but the weapon that was based off him, but not the actual Zord itself.
And then in Cosmic Fury, as far as I know, they've only released the main Megazord.
And the Morpher.
Yeah,
and this is the thing that irritates me about this, is because they said they designed the Cosmic Fury suits because they didn't want to use the Q-Ranger costumes because they didn't think they would translate into toys very well. Only to not make a single figure for the Cosmic Fury suits in any way.
None of them.
Not even in the basic figure line.
Nope.
The only Cosmic Fury toy I've ever seen is the Morpher, I think.
No, they made
the Morpher.
The Morpher.
Yeah, they made the Cosmic Fury Megazord. But it was like, I think it was an Amazon exclusive because I never saw it in retail.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
They never released the dragon, right?
No, it was just the main Megazord. That was it.
I know they didn't use all the Q Ranger mechs, but
I saw the Megazord on retail. But that was.
But for those of you who aren't familiar with Playmates, their biggest moneymaker right now is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles line because they're kind of in collaboration with. Universal, because Nickelodeon owns the rights to TMNT right now. And their toy line is very kid-centric. The TMNT figures aren't bad, but they're not anywhere near the level of what you get with Hasbro. And that's kind of where my concern with this is for those of us who were like adult collectors who love the what we got out of the Lightning Collection, we're not going to get anything close to resembling that with Playmates. And if we do,
absolutely,
I don't know what they're going to look like because they don't do stuff like that very often. Like TMNT, they make the TMNT toy line, but if Turtles do get like those high end like superposable adult figures, they're outsourced to other companies like who's the guys who did those blind box figures for Mighty Morphin years ago? Loyal Subjects.
Oh. Yes.
They do the collector lines. So unless someone else gets the license to do a collector's line for Power Rangers, this toy line is going to be very basic.
and I'm not particularly looking forward to it, especially because in the press release, they emphasized again Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
And I know that that's where the money for Power Rangers is, and I kind of hate that that's just like a sad fact we're going to have to just accept and deal with.
It's just the truth at the end of the day.
It's the truth. I don't have to like it, but I have no excitement for this. And it kind of does concern me as to where the actual show is going to go after this. Because toy lines like to reflect the show. And if it's going to be Mighty Morphin centric on the toy line, is the show just going to be like a long-winded reboot of Mighty Morphin and it sticks exclusively to that? Like, I don't know. Like, my hopes for the future... The problem is we have no... Yeah, like, my hopes for the future of the franchise right now are kind of in the toilet. And that upsets me. Because this franchise means a lot to me and to everybody in this call right now, mostly. And I don't know.
Targeted.
Well, I mean, you dipped out of the franchise years ago. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, you can vouch for me, right, Frank? I know you're not as familiar with Playmates, probably, but you know their quality.
What really upsets me is I'm never going to get a Zap Delta Megazord now.
Yeah, because that was Hasbro, wasn't it? The Zap figures?
I never got any of the Zord except for the Dino Fury one, and that's it.
They've only done... The only Zap figures are Megazord, Dragonzord, and Astro Megazord. I really wanted a Delta.
Yeah, to make the Astro Delta Megazord?
Yeah.
So.
It would be sick. But I'm never going to get that now, so...
I mean, you talk about the... I mean, Franken was talking about, like, the toy sales with the Lightning Collection, and I mean, I get it, but I would argue that, like, Hasbro in general has just completely botched not just, like, some of the logistics with all these things. Like, maybe the reason why your toy sales aren't really doing that well with Power Rangers is because you're not enabling people to get them all that much. And not only that, but, like, even, like, some of the Lightning Collection releases, like, do we really need, like, was there ever anybody pounding on your door to, like, give us, like, a Lightning Collection where, like, the Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers or something like that? Because
that's also part of the problem is they were all over the place. Like, you have how many versions of the Pink Mighty Morphin Ranger?
I don't want a version where, like, you know, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles. Like, could you complete some of these teams? Because you know what? I got the red and blue Time Force Rangers on my table right now, and you know what? They're never going to be... I'm never going to have that team completed now. Why couldn't you have... Why couldn't you have released Pink, Green, Yellow, and Quantum instead of releasing all these stupid gimmicky type of things? So, I get what Frankie's saying about, like, the Lightning Collection being, like, an issue with, like, the toy sales, but you did that to yourself. That's a self-inflicted wound on your
part. A big problem, too, was distribution. A lot of these figures are just hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at some articles that came out of news.
That's all across the board for Hasbro. I can't even... There's some Transformers I still can't find on the shelf. I gotta order online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking at an article from...
So ain't that something like
poop? Get it together.
Yeah, no doubt. But go ahead, Ariz, what were you going to say?
I was going to say real quick, I found this article on Twitter from No Pink Spandex where they outline the Hasbro Quarter 1 2024 earnings call. And in the transcript that I'm reading, they mentioned that they wanted to be able to generate $50 million in revenue at a 10% OP, where OP means operating profit. So they want to make at least a 10% operating profit. 15% is the ideal case for them, and they couldn't do that. But according to what I'm reading here, before when Hasbro was buying the franchise, the revenue income for Power Rangers was $200 million. So... to me, that tells me that they undervalued the product that they bought the franchise for. Mm-hmm. And they didn't put in the time, love, and quality that they instead have been putting in for it. And they're also saying in the transcript that I was gonna add on real quick that the other thing that I read is the reason they're going to Playmate is because Playmates might have a lower operating budget, so they can get away with this kind of stuff, but Hasbro cannot. Which doesn't sound good for the toy aspect of Power Rangers. And as somebody who doesn't really care about the toys, but uses the toys as an indicator of, okay, we all know this, no matter what you want to believe, that, you know, Super Sentai, Power Rangers are toy commercials for the most part.
They are 20-minute long toy commercials, yes.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So, you know, we got these toy commercials, but the toys are what drive one of my favorite franchises in the world. So to that extent, I care about the toy line. But when I see them say, oh yeah, we're going to pass it off to another company that has a lower budget, that tells me that they may not be as worried about like the future of the movies or the TV shows or whatever. Reboot or not, I don't even care about the reboot right now. The reboot can be whatever. But if you're not investing yourselves in the reason this franchise has succeeded for 30 years, which is the toy sales, I think.
Most of it.
Then you're never going to succeed with the franchise. You might as well sell it back to Saban and we'd deal with a couple of more Ninja Steel seasons before it dies for good, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Patrick's right, though. Playmates is going to be Almighty Morphin forever.
Yeah.
And by Mighty Morphin, I mean season one. Maybe the White Ranger, and that's all you're going to get.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know. It's just... I hear that, like, one of the reasons why... Like, now, I know that we didn't want to delve into rumors too much, but I did hear that, like, one of the reasons why Hasbro has just kind of stopped putting so much effort into it is because apparently there was one guy who worked at Hasbro who used to work for Bandai. He was a big Power Rangers fan, and he had a lot of influence in Hasbro, and he encouraged them to buy Power Rangers. But then midway through Beast Morphers, he apparently died of cancer, and with him gone, there's nobody left at Hasbro that really cares about Power Rangers.
That's a factual statement. There's no rumor to that. That's all.
Oh, actually, one of the guys who was heading Power Rangers, John Warden, he got moved over to Transformers. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Riz, did you want to make any comments on the comic thing?
Yeah. So, okay. So, just a quick recap on my comic background. Anthony has way more experience than I do with it. I got through like the first 40, 45, 50 volumes of it before I kind of fell out because I couldn't keep buying them off of Amazon for like $1 or $2 per issue. It's getting to be too much to do. But I do plan to finish it at some point in the near future. But I will say that the comics were incredible. I mean, Saturn Grid was a fantastic storyline. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people that read the comics have been screaming, demanding that they just adapt the comics going forward and just be done with all the Sentai stuff. Because what they did with the comics is just, for the most part, amazing. I mean, yeah, they had some up and downs, but for the most part, I mean, they did stuff that you couldn't do otherwise. And they could get into more heavy, mature, adult-y kind of themes that you just can't do with a kid's TV show, right? Like, you can't have like one of your main characters die in like episode 2 and come back to life like 5 episodes later. Right. Yeah. And what his girlfriend witnesses it all, and she has like post-traumatic stress from that. Like, and then Draken, that guy is nightmare fuel overall to me.
Doesn't he just kill people left and right?
He kills people with power coins and powers, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Nate, you've seen a lot of the influence of this stuff in the Power Rangers audio drama by Carl Dutton.
Yeah, totally.
And so, I mean, you know, the story writing it's phenomenal. And the thing I want to say about the comics, and, you know, Patrick, Frankie, you guys are much bigger comic fans than I am in general because of DC, Marvel, etc. So I'll let you guys chime in on this, but we're jumping the gun here way too quickly to call this the end of Power Rangers. Yes, Playmates may be taking over, and yes, maybe the toys might be sucky, but the comics could still be good because they might just be ending this Prime universe, because from the little bits and pieces I get from here and there, I think Boom Studios are starting to write themselves into a corner and they can't do anything more. So they might just be starting up a new universe in place of the one that they're currently in. Or somebody's going to write up a new universe. We don't know yet.
Would like, not DC, shock me in the slightest.
Like DC, Marvel does this on a weekly basis, in my opinion.
Well, some of the people I've seen who are tied to the Boom Studio comics are hinting at this not being like the end, it's just kind of the end of the Mighty Morphin stuff. So some people are theorizing that they could start adapting Zeo next or something.
Right, and that would make sense to me. They could either adapt Zeo, or they could reboot and do the storytelling over again differently.
One More Day, like, anybody?
There's possibilities here. I mean, end of the day, how many times have you guys gone out and bought comics or a brand new iteration of DC or Marvel or whatever just because it sounds like a cool storyline? Doesn't matter that they killed off the last universe or whatever.
Yeah. Spider-Man has yet to recover from that.
He still hasn't recovered. It's been how long? Almost 15, 20 years?
The Amazing Spider-Man comic is in shambles, man. It's terrible.
But I mean, that's the point, is that, you know, this happens all the time with the bigger comic distributors and the bigger comic things. So why couldn't this be the next thing for Boom to do? And I mean, yeah, I saw the announcement that more information will come out of San Diego Comic-Con. So my advice to everyone is, this isn't the end just yet. Let them make their announcement of Boom at the Comic-Con in summer, and let's see what they say before we start saying, yo, the end is nigh, the Rangers are dead, there's no more to come. You know, like, that's not going to... I don't think that's going to happen.
Not like this, no.
No. No, I mean, if Hasbro really didn't care, why would they be hiring on Jonathan Entwistle to do a reboot Netflix thing? I think it's a TV show with like an hour-long episode-per-episode thing. Like, if they didn't care, they wouldn't be doing that. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on the rumors because, quite frankly, I don't trust these rumors are correct. And I know a lot of the YouTubers that I talk to, they want to make it seem like they're really valid and correct, but honestly, I know the source of the rumors, and I don't believe that source for a lot of the stuff that they're doing.
Makes sense.
Well,
yeah. So, yeah, to me, that's the comics part of it. I don't think this is the end. I think the comics are pretty awesome. I think Boom Studios did a fantastic job. And I think they can continue doing an awesome job with a different universe if they want to.
I would be shocked if PR was dead.
It's just kind of... Yeah, I mean...
in limbo right now.
And I mean, this has happened before with this type of franchise. I mean, look at Kamen Rider. They took a break for like, what, 10, 15 years?
They were in a break for a hot minute, yeah. Well, even Transformers has gone back and forth where they just stopped for a little bit and then...
Did they really? I thought they were continuous throughout the year.
No, there was a time. There was no show at one point. They were just kind of repainting old G1 toys while they got Beast Wars going. So, I mean.
Yeah, see, the extent of my knowledge on Transformers comes from editing Frankie's Fandom Toy Box reviews.
So this isn't actually unprecedented for Hasbro series before. Like, even Star Wars, like, they still had to make figures when there were no movies coming out. So, don't panic just yet.
Just be concerned about the quality of your toys in the future.
Yeah, because Playmates, I can see it going either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know how familiar you are with them, but I think they said it's not going to be until 2025, so we've still got a ways to wait.
Oh, 2025?
Yeah, they said that the line will start up in 2025.
We'll probably get the prototypes and stuff here in, like, July, August.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just wanted to make a brief thing just talking about this. We'll definitely, if Hasbro comes out with another big announcement, we'll definitely do something covering that. We just wanted to give our thoughts on it briefly. Let's not ban it just yet. Power Rangers is probably not dead. And if there's one thing that the past has proven to us, it's that Power Rangers is one franchise that just seems to be completely unkillable. Like, Saban sold it, and Disney tried to kill it twice. Well, actually, no, Disney tried to kill it three times. And then Saban came back and brought it back to life. So
I don't think Hasbro's trying to kill it. I think they're just trying to, like, figure out what to do with it.
But with that said, we thank you guys for, listening to this brief news thing. We'll do another podcast if Hasbro ever makes a major announcement. We'll have everybody on. You can follow us in case anything major or breaking happens. We'll definitely make some commentary on it. And we'll see you guys next time for our next podcast, whatever that may be. But you guys all stay safe. We love you, and bye for now. If you enjoyed listening to the Tokyo Secrets podcast, please check us out at animesecrets.org and follow us on all our social media pages such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And also feel free to check out our other podcasts, including Anime Declassified and the Jedi Squadron. You can also leave us any feedback you'd like to offer us directly on our website. If you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, we thank you so much, and please leave us a rating out of 5 stars. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel if you're not already subscribed, and leave any comments down below, as we love to take the time to read comments left on our channel and give our fans, shout-outs. If you have any seasons of Super Sentai, Power Rangers, or other tokusatsu shows that you'd like for us to check out, please don't hesitate to say so in your feedback. With all that said, we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we will see you next time as we continue our never-ending journey through the world of tokusatsu. But until that time, you all stay safe, we love you, and may the power protect you.